Absolutely. And speaking of exciting, four sleeps until Miss Farcioni over here becomes Mrs. Farcioni. I am keeping my name, but become a misso nonetheless. And
you're not going to be Ms.
Not going to be Ms. I don't really understand what Ms. is.
It's just like you don't need to know.
Oh, fair. Ooh, a little bit of intrigue.
Yeah.
I do like intrigue.
Mystery of woman.
I like that. And this is the thing, boys. There's been a lot of conjecture of what role Nick and Ducko are playing on the big day. Is there a role at all? Gilly, very happy to just enjoy my free booze.
Yeah.
Whereas Ducko, very much like, how come I got pipped at the post for MC?
Well,
fair enough.
True.
I've seen your MC, your sister's wedding. I saw that speech rap song thing you did. Looked great. Looked great. Yes. You were in contention.
Standing nomination, standing ovation in the first 5 minutes of that wedding.
So mate, and what a way to set the tone. But we've got someone. All the jobs were filled very early on. I'll be honest with you. However, one job has arisen and I genuinely, Angus threw out a few names and I went, shut up. This has Nick and Ducko all over it. It stinks of them.
Okay.
Ducko, you are doing the show from your home, so I've just sent you a photo.
Yes.
Gilly, I'll show you a similar photo. And it's funny that I actually just brought up this product in our last conversation.
It's a wicker picnic basket, if anyone needs to know.
Looks like Dorothy's basket in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I appreciate you've used the word picnic there. You could use it as a picnic, but I think they have multiple uses.
Do they?
I would like...
Don't say we're some form of flower boy chucking things out of this basket down the aisle. Don't you dare say that. Is that what we're going to be doing?
I would like you both to be the flower boys. I've purchased two wicker baskets. This is no joke. I've purchased two wicker baskets from a vintage shop in Mayfield. I met the lovely Jan, and she went, oh, what are the baskets for? Are you doing a little bit of shopping? And I went, no, I'm getting married on the weekend, Jan. And and she said, have you got little flower girls? And I went, no, I've got two.
Well, I've got one little boy and a big boy.
I said, one might be mistaken as the page boy, but no, I have a 6'4" and a other
five
man,
eight.
5'9", sure, who I would...
Can we interlock elbows with our hands in the baskets and kind of skip down and flick
out?
Mate,
we're going to have some beautiful romantic music playing.
Yeah.
And however you interpret and feel, you know, we've got great local artists, Jerome and Committee, who are going to be playing. Maybe a little bit of this gear.
Oh,
maybe get you in the zone. A little bit of this.
Oh, yeah. A bit of Frank.
A little bit of Frank, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, we walked out first.
Yeah.
Are you being legit about this? You want us to be?
I am 100% being legit. We have our florist who has the eco confettis business, biodegradable, all that stuff. It's all very because it's in a garden, so we want it to be all very natural, you know.
Because you don't like kids. There's no kids coming to the wedding. So there's no kids actually.
Kids
doing
aren't invited. Exactly.
So where are the
I
kids?
Have small nieces and nephews, but they're not invited because I don't trust children.
And I don't want to break it to you, but flowers are also biodegradable.
You're absolutely right there. Didn't need to get the biodegradable. I think she like punched holes in leaves. You know how people do that these days. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
Can we do what all kids do when they're flower boys and girls? And like, I kick up a tantrum and I go the wrong way. Then Nick's trying to like be my big brother and get me down. And
this is why I've gone with the adult flower men.
And then I'll lie down in the aisle.
No.
Not moving!
No.
Yeah, I'm going to cry and stuff. I'm going to hold Angus's leg while he's up there getting married.
This is the thing. A lot of people think, oh, we live our lives for the radio show. And we do. But if you try and get some content out of it, that's not acceptable.
I just wanted to involve
the second most important men in, maybe three or four. I've got a brother and a dad. Yeah. Whatever. You're very up there
top
in the importance of the men in my life. And to not have you involved in some way feels wrong.
Do we get to come to the rehearsals now? Like, do we need to practice? I'm quite nervous.
I was going to let you just free ball it. Please wear underpants. Improvise.
Freestyle.
Freestyle it. And yes, if you want to link arms, if you want to skip, if you want to interpret the romance in any way, shape or form, I've told my bridesmaids to greet Angus as they walk the aisle. So if you two would like to greet him in some way, don't touch him. He's got a very nice suit on, but acknowledge him and then find your seat.
Oh, that'd be great in my white suit.
I can't wait to do it with my sunnies on walking down the aisle.
There'll be no white. There'll be no sunglasses. I'd like to approve your outfits, as you would any flower girl or page boy. I'll be approving the outfit.
This is a big mistake
I'll
from you.
I'll pay for your outfit.
Yeah.
I can't just wait wear for what this. I tell you to wear.
Jess, I'm going to make this day about me now. Like, you have made a grave error.
No, it's not about you. I just wanted you involved. Do you see the difference?
Totally.
Yeah, but I got the lovely wicker baskets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I
look
thought,
forward to it.
Yeah. So great. Is that a yes?
It's going to be great. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I gracefully accept your offer for us to be the focus.